The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, last week, Unite and SIP2 members working for the National Ambulance Service engaged in a 24-hour stoppage as part of their conflict with management on paying conditions. Further talks between the parties took place today. So where are we at currently, and what is the likely impact on ambulance services in the coming days? I'm joined now by John McCamley, SIP2 Health Organiser. Good evening to you, John. Are the talks finished for today?
No, we are still engaged in talks. We will be here for a couple of more hours. Obviously, the talks have been pretty challenging, but I think it's too early to say if progress will be made at this stage.
All right. So I'm sure it's like all duck or no dinner, but has anything been agreed, or are you still far apart, would you say?
No, nothing has been agreed at the moment. The court is still engaging with both parties. And at the moment, we're just looking at a couple of documents to see if any progress can be made. But unfortunately, I think it's just too early to tell now at the moment, at this stage, if progress can be made.
Okay. And should it be the case, and you're saying, you're obviously not committing to the idea that progress will be made, and I'm sure, as you say, you don't know as yet, but should there be no progress, what is the next move? Is it further talks, or do we go straight to a two-day or a three-day stoppage next week?
Well, we've always been open and optimistic about any talks because, look, it's better to have that dialogue than, just engaging in negotiations over the airwaves or anything like that. I think it's good that we're there. I think it's good that the parties have engaged without no preconditions. But obviously, if there isn't a resolution, we're still steadfast on our commitment that we will go ahead with the industrial action next week, which is a 72-hour stoppage. And we are continuing with our work to rule at the moment.
Okay. And that 72-hour stoppage, John, should it take place next week? What days will it fall on, and what will it involve?
Well, it'll fall on the Tuesday, Wednesday and the Thursday of next week. And it will be similar to the one-day stoppage we had last week. So we're still preparing for that eventuality. Obviously, we would prefer if we could reach a resolution. But at the moment, we'll engage. And hopefully we can.
Okay. 72 hours with a skeleton ambulance service, that will be very hard on patients. And I'm sure you're aware of that. But what do you have to say about that? Because obviously there'll be a build up, because if you're only doing emergency calls and if you're triaging emergency calls to prioritise the most serious, it means all the other things that you guys don't do, there will be a backlog there over those days.
Well, again, even though our members are on strike, we have put in contingency plans to deal with the high acuity cases and paediatric services. So we will, again, have that those contingency plans in place to make sure that, obviously, the industrial action, which unfortunately we've had to take, doesn't unduly affect the public.
Yeah, but I mean, I think no one thinks that there won't be no risk to the public, but that all you can hope for really is to minimise that risk, but there will be some risk.
Well, again, I think the fact that we had the one-day stoppage, and I appreciate you're saying that obviously 3 days is longer than the one day, obviously, but I think the contingency measures we put in place provide us an adequate service there for those high acuity calls. And there are other contingencies in place as well. Again, we don't want to be taking industrial action. We'd rather resolve this. We'd rather get this sorted as quick as possible. And our members do want to serve the public. They do want to carry out their job. And we're prepared to do so, with an agreement in place.
Okay. Maybe last, John, is there any prospect that should the talks end this evening with no agreement, that there will be more talks prior to those stoppages that are planned for next week?
Well, again, we'll have to wait to see what happens this evening. But obviously, we're available tomorrow if needed and required to go into talk. So if that is required and we can't find a resolution today, we're happy to engage tomorrow as well.
All right. Look, thank you for joining us this evening. That is John McCamley there, SIP2 Health Organiser.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 On News Talk. Conversation that counts.